Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So here's the question, the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll, trustpj.com. Would you trade Henry Davis? And we got a tweet from Critiques. What is it, Media Critiques or?
Sports Media Sucks.
Yes, that guy.
Mark in the Berg.
Yes, who is a big-time listener to the show and says, you guys sound like callers. You're not going to get anything for Henry Davis. Well, a couple of things here. Henry Davis has played 91 major league games in his career. That's it. 91 games. Now, he's hitting like 140 this year. So, to Mark's point, the Pirates would be selling low, and you would be giving up on a guy before he ever even played a full season's worth of major league baseball games. You would not get a ton for a Henry Davis just straight up. That much I agree with. But there have got to be organizations out there that think that Henry Davis does have some value. I'm not saying you're going to get Brent Rooker for Henry Davis. But I do think there's a possibility that with another piece and you package Henry Davis, that you may well be able to get something. To your point in the previous segment, Dorn, he was the number one pick in the draft.
Yes.
And that was just a few years ago.
Yeah, he's 24 years old.
His career could still blossom.
Yes.
He might be a right fielder someplace else. Maybe he's a catcher someplace else. Maybe he's got value as a DH someplace else. But this is a guy that hit at every level and then didn't at the big leagues. And if you're another organization, you might think, oh, we have the key that can unlock all this untapped potential from Henry Davis. Now, we got another tweet, and I think this is a good one. Would not trade Henry Davis in a Taylor Ward deal, but would trade him as a piece, if necessary, in a Brent Rooker deal.
Yes.
I'd be down with that.
For sure.
I understand exactly the point there. Because you don't want to give up on Henry.
Right.
But if getting rid of Henry could net you a legitimate stud, and he's a part of the deal, then yeah, absolutely you do it.
But okay, what is Henry Davis, whenever it's an end-all, be-all, if you have this vision for him, and I know that you picked him, you don't want to give up on people that you've grown and developed. What is he? Like, what is he going to be? Is he a right fielder? Is he going to, like, morph into a first baseman?
Could he be your first baseman, yeah.
I mean, is he our backup catcher? Like, what? I don't know. He's kind of floating. Like, what is the plan for him?
Right.
And I'm sure he probably wants to know that as well. Like, I mean, yeah, he's going to be catcher this year, but that was only by default because Andy Rodriguez got hurt.
I remember what happened to him, by the way. It was the concussion.
Who?
Henry Davis.
Right.
Yeah, he had I forgot what his injury was.
No, Bart. We were talking about.
Oh, we were talking about Bart. I'm an idiot. Marching band of nowhere.
Like, what's the plan?
I look at Henry and I wonder the same thing.
So that's why I'm willing. It's like, I don't think that they know.
If Andy Rodriguez was healthy and able to be a part of this team, I don't know where Henry Davis would have fit in this year.
Exactly.
Is he your backup catcher slash
right fielder?
Right fielder slash sometimes DH?
Probably.
Probably.
So there's three positions.
And he's not good defensively at any one of those positions. He was a disaster in right field. He's got a frying pan for a glove behind the plate. And really, we haven't seen him at first base, and that's not an easy transition. I'm sure that if given time, the athlete that he is, the guy, how hard he works, he could do it. But if you could get Brent Rooker for a package of one of your big-time pitching prospects, Henry Davis, and then like a player to be named later or something, I would do it. Now, I am scared to hell of Taylor Ward. I don't know if you heard this. So the PM team had an Angels beat writer on yesterday, and they asked him about Taylor Ward because of the Paul Zeiss report that the Buccos have been engaged in trade talks with them for Taylor Ward. And he said that Ward has been in a horrific slump since mid-May, where he's hitting 160 since mid-May. He's basically the reverse Rowdy Tellez.
Yes.
He has been that bad since mid-May. So you don't really know what you'd be getting in him. Are you getting the guy who he was the first portion of the season, or are you getting the guy that he's been the last couple of months? And he got hit in the face last year, Taylor Ward. And this beat writer told Pony and Muller that Ward thinks he's getting pitched inside more. He's getting preyed upon because he got hit in the face.
Yeah, he's tentative.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if he's admitting that, you know he's thinking that. So I actually, upon hearing that interview yesterday, I scratched Taylor Ward from my wish list. And so to give up on a guy like Henry Davis, who's only played 91 career Major League Baseball games, for a player who's gun-shy, you can't do that.
No.
Now, if you could get Taylor Ward for your 15th best prospect or something like that, he's worth a flyer, but he's not worth giving up anything substantial for.
No.
Is Callis back yet?
No, he's not.
Sweet mother of all things holy.
Of course he's not.
I can't kill him too bad because everything got all screwed up this morning, and I myself had to make an emergency bathroom trip. You saw me sprinting out of here after the segment ended. He's doing the same thing right now. But I'd like to take phone calls.
Yes, his priorities are out of work sometimes.
Yeah, they
yes.
are.
Mm-hmm. We still don't have a read, so.
Still no reads, yeah. 412-928-9370 is the phone number if you'd like to weigh in on the Henry Davis conversation. Jack Sawinski, I think, is going to have a massive impact on this second half of the season for the Buccos, in that he's either going to be part of this lineup, and you hope he could revert some way into a facsimile of what he was last year, or I wonder if he might be another piece that you could move on from as a sweetener in a deal. And I hate to give up on a guy, again, who has 35 homer kind of potential, you have to figure. But if he's a piece that could help net you a big-time player as the third or fourth player in a deal, I'm down. Like if Oakland says, Brent Rooker, we need to find a way to somehow replace some of what we're letting go for a player who's cost-controlled for the next few years, I could see them looking at Jack Sawinski and thinking, okay, he hit 26 homers before. Let's get some big-time prospects for Brent Rooker, and then here's a player that we might feel like could help at the major league level and we still think we could get something out of.
Mm-hmm.
I would do something like that.
I think teams would look at Sawinski as, a potential, home run hitter as he was at one point. But I don't think the Pirates are in a place where they can waste time of waiting around for him, if that makes any sense. Like, there's teams out there that would be in a position to wait around. I think where the Pirates are at right now, they don't have time to wait around for him. And if you can get something for him, I would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
I don't see him turning it around on this portion of the season.
We have eyes.
Yeah.
And when McCutchen was struggling and his batting average was low and guys like Starkey were saying, you have to consider DFAing McCutchen. I said, no, he's still hitting the ball hard. He's been really the product of a lot of bad luck. You can see him coming around.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Reynolds, you could see him coming around. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it with Rowdy. I'm not seeing anything from Jack Sawinski that makes me go, he's getting close.
I could even see it with Cruz. You could see whenever he's locked in.
Yes.
Even Hayes, you could see he's locked in.
Three of the last four games, Hayes has multiple hits, and he's going the other way, and he's hitting the ball in the air. You're not seeing any of that with Jack Sawinski.
Sawinski does not look confident at the plate ever.
No. And so you would be selling low again on him. But I could see a team going, all right, if we're giving up a major league bat, we need high-end prospects, but we also need to be able to replace that bat. And you're taking a flyer on Jack Sawinski, but he's not all that far removed from being an impact bat.
Right.
And Brent Rooker's the guy. As we circle who we want, like, in our heart of hearts, who would make the most sense, this guy is cheap. He is one of the best OPSs in Major League Baseball. I think he's eighth in the sport in OPS. He's hit 21 homers. He hit 30 last year. He's making jack crap this season. And then arbitration there in the follow. That's the guy right there.
Yes.
And if you have to part from a Solomato and they want a Sawinski or they want a Henry Davis, that's the guy where you would do something like that for.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.